My guest today is Radu Vunvalea. Radu, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me.
Oh, thanks
to your
for coming.
Show.
I hope I'm saying your name correctly.
Yes. So, only to now, for non-Romanian speakers, usually I'm saying Vunvalea because it's more simple to pronounce. For Romanian people, they need to call me Vunvalea.
But I'm not even hearing the difference.
Exactly.
You probably don't know this about me, but I'm not from Romania.
Yeah, I know.
Is it obvious?
Far, far away.
We're in Romania right now. We're in Cluj at IT camp, and you gave a talk today.
Yes. So I talk about how to survive in the IoT world, and mostly I focus on .NET, .NET Core, and Windows 10 IoT. And why I decided to have this talk, because I realized that there are two things that people usually lack. First one is that not too many people knows that there are different versions of Windows 10 IoT that you can use for different use cases and so on. And the second thing, I was searching through the internet to find out what are the performance difference if you run .NET Core on Windows and Linux on the same hardware. And at least when I looked for a few months ago, I was not able to find something like this relevant.
Okay.
So I decided to make some POC to see what are the difference between Windows and Linux. Because in the end, you have the same logic, and you want to see from the CPU, from the memory perspective, from the speed, is there any kind of difference.
But tell me about the test that you ran.
So I decided to make a test, but something that would be also pretty interesting for me. So when I went in United States last year, I bought two Raspberry Pis 3. On one of the Raspberry Pi, I put it Ubuntu Mate, because it is, in at least in this moment in time, it is the most simple way to be able to run .NET Core on Linux without having to compile .NET Core and stuff like that. But things are changing very, very fast, so I would expect that in the moment when you will look at this movie, you'll be able to run .NET Core also on other Linux distributions. And on the other Raspberry Pi, I put it Windows 10 IoT Core, where I deployed the same solution. And from the beginning, I was surprised to build only one time the project, the solution. I built it on my Windows 10 device, and making some small changes on the configuration, I was able to run the same assembly on Linux and on Windows without having to recompile or to do a special compilation for different target.
What kind of configuration changes were necessary?
Basically, you have a run configuration JSON file that you need to specify the target runtime.
It's very simple.
Yes, and at least in this moment in time for Linux, there is a beta version of .NET Core, and you only need to change one line of code. But if you bing it on Google, you'll be able to find it very easily.
I see. Okay. And then how did you measure the performance?
Yes, so on Windows, it was pretty simple because I'm not a power user of Windows, but it's more simple to find different tools that can help you to do this. On Ubuntu Mate, I asked some friends that are more close to Linux, and they recommend me some tools and also help me to have a scripting system that would be able to collect the CPU and the memory and run 100 times each test. To be able to have some averages and some real metrics, not only run one time and this is the output.
Sure. What was the test? Is it what was it trying to do?
Yes. So basically, I tried to cover three different use cases. The first one was an image processing. So basically, I had a bitmap with 10 million pixels, and I started to process each pixel separately. And why I decided to test this kind of scenario, because you test two things: how you can process images or kind of images, and the second thing, a bitmap in memory is usually an array.
Okay.
So basically also you can see very easily how does the stack or the frameworks handle pretty big arrays.
So it's an array of 10 million elements.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
The second test focused on CPU and how does the framework manage the CPU. And basically I calculate the P, the how a specific number of D of digit of the pi num of the P number.
Okay.
Pi number. So it was around 1 million to 10 million digits. It ran for a while. So usually the test would run during the night and in the morning I would collect the data and run one more time if I need more input data.
Uh-huh.
And the third one was for disk I/O, basically read write from the disk to see how it managed it. The only thing that I didn't done, it wasn't a multi-threading solution.
Okay.
So it was using only one process, not the four that Raspberry Pi 3 has. And why? Because there's some difference from how you manage threads in Linux and Windows. And I would prefer, if I'm going to do this test, I would prefer to do this test separately, only for threading, in the end for multitasking.
Okay. Does the Raspberry Pi have a disk?
No, it has an SD card.
Well, so that's what your I/O was to the SD card.
Yes. So it was on an SD card. But what is the most relevant is that even if the SD card is slow, if you are using the same hardware for Windows and from Linux, at least you can have an temperature of if there are any kind of performance difference or not.
Interesting. And each one of these tests, was there significant difference between the tests themselves? You said that it ran, the performance was the same on Linux as on Windows. But was that true for all three of those test cases?
Yes, so all the tests run also on Windows and also on Linux.
And performance was the same in all three cases.
I was surprised that the performance is the same. So the difference that we are talking about is less than 0.2 CPU level. And from the memory perspective, even if the bitmap test used to use around 200 megabytes of memory, the difference was less than 1 megabyte. So they are very, very close.
What does that tell you about the .NET Core? What does that tell you about the architecture? Can we learn anything from that?
The most important thing for myself as a developer, as a technical person, I would say that would be, if until now I saw .NET going in a safe place only with Windows system, even if we also have some other solution on the market, .NET Core is ready to run on Linux and on production systems. So if somebody would come today or tomorrow to me and would say, okay, we want to develop in a .NET, and we are thinking about .NET Core, but we will need to run on Linux, and I have any kind of doubts, I wouldn't be afraid to go and say, okay, you can run on Linux. Yes, we need to make some proof of concept to see exactly what are the features that you need.
Okay.
But otherwise, .NET Core for Linux is ready to go in production for complex and enterprise use cases.
So now you have some level of confidence that you can say, if it runs on Windows, it almost certainly will run similarly on Linux.
Correct.
I compare this to not every cross-platform story is created equally. There was, for example, an effort to port Ruby to Windows a few years ago.
Yes.
Great idea. Ruby's a very popular language, and they created Iron Ruby, and it was okay, but it never really ran as well on Windows as it did on other platforms. And so just saying that it's cross-platform isn't enough.
Exactly.
Is it comparable?
This is also my initial thought or afraid of, okay, we have .NET Core, we have support for Linux, we have support for Mac, but we should test it to see if the things that Microsoft say are real or not, but these ones are pretty real. And last night before my session I come up with an idea, okay, let's compare .NET Core with .NET 4.6.1.
Okay, to see if there are most recent non-.NET Core.
Yes, to see if there are any kind of difference from the performance. I done only one test, and I ran it only for a few minutes.
What did you learn?
Was the PI, And also PI, my demo was with the PI.
Okay.
And the result was the same. The same CPU level and the same memory.
Interesting.
So this means that even if you are using .NET, .NET Core on Linux or on Windows, from the performance perspective, we should expect the same output. And we shouldn't be afraid of going on Windows or on other operating system based on our needs.
This is really interesting. You're speaking about this a lot? I know you do a lot of speaking.
Yes, I usually speak about cloud.
Okay.
I was involved in a pretty interesting project in the IoT field for healthcare.
Uh-huh.
And from there, I started to look on the IoT and put the hands in different project and pet projects. And from there, I have a lot of session that combines cloud and the Azure infrastructure with the IoT world and how you should migrate and things like that.
Excellent. Where are you speaking next?
I don't know. Okay. I don't have a schedule. So, because summer is coming, I don't have something scheduled yet. But we will see. I expect that.
All right. And before I let you go, I want to say congratulations on your upcoming baby.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, and have a great day. Technology empowers you to do great stuff, but without friends, you will only have a great and powerful idea, a great framework, and without something in production that also is working.